Greetings, vegan mofos. No, I'm not being rude. It's October, it's vegan month of food. I would do a little jingle there, but I don't really play any instrument other than the bugle, so it'd be somewhat pointless. Anyway, I've known about vegan month of food ever since I became a vegan, and whilst I was looking into veganism this time last year, October, I was looking at veganism. And I'd say I probably became proper vegan around the turn of the year. Anyway, I've been very bad and I've not been updating my blog because I've not been very adventurous in the kitchen, really. I've been making a lot of the same things I've been making over and over again. And frankly, I think, and I'm quite happy for comments and pointing, if you believe it otherwise, it's better to update a blog once every 3 months, if that's the only time you've got something that's actually worth saying, than every day, or some bloggers seem to update a couple of times a day. You don't need to see a picture of the soy latte I got in Costa. Anyway, vegan mofo is really cool in some respects, because it was one of the things that helped me become vegan, because I saw that people could eat something new and groovy and exciting every day. From my vegetarian background, it was vegans. Oh, they can't have cheese or eggs or milk. Oh, what do they eat? Well, everything you do, Kaz, just not about the cheese or egg or milk. This is not that complex. I've yet to find a dish that I ate as a vegetarian that I haven't been able to veganise. Some of them haven't worked so great, but, you know, there's a lot of things I eat now that I didn't eat before, so it's all groovy. But the downside of vegan mofo is, and you'll excuse me whilst I take a sip of my lovely fair trade coffee, that it encourages people to believe that veganism is entirely about what goes into your mouth and into your belly. And veganism is about more than that. My particular brand of veganism is about, the whole not causing harm to animals, and to sense I also include humans as an animal, so I won't buy products that I know are created in ways that are not cool and groovy to humans either. And that means more than just food. That means pharmaceuticals, that means clothing, that means pretty much everything you need to think about. And vegan mofo is really cool because it encourages people to focus on what you can have as a vegan rather than what you can't have as a vegan. But I'd also like to say to any other people out there doing a vegan mofo blog, it would also be really cool and groovy if you could highlight some of the things that people might want to avoid. You know, things that are nestled in your kitchen cupboards, things that your SO might buy that are ethically dodgy and that are hurting either people of the furry or feathered or scaled variety, or people of the human looking variety, because we're all animals and we should try and be cool and groovy to other humans as well as other animals. Anyway, sorry I've rambled so long. Looking down and going, oh my gosh, it's nearly 4 minutes. So thank you so much for listening to me for this long. And have a great vegan mofo. I may well update you in the meantime. Be cool. Bye.